Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 21st day of Tishrei, Tavshin Pehei, Hoshana Rabbah. Masechet Bava Metzia, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Aleph. We're going to talk about a shoyel, a borrower has the highest level of responsibility. He is chayv even for oinsim, for things that happen to the item borrowed, even beyond his control. However, there are exceptions to the rule, and the Torah gives one of these exceptions as ba'olav imoy, if the owners are with him. If the owner that has lent the item is with him, lo yisham, he should not pay. He does not have to pay, if any, even for an accident. What does it mean that the owner of the items was with the borrower? And we learn, we have a Shemor, which comes from Moshe Mesinai, that the Pasuk means that the owners were employed by the borrower in any activity whatsoever, whether it's paid, unpaid, but it has to be at the time that the borrower borrowed the item, that he was, that the owners were with him, i.e. employed by him. Says the Mishnah. And then, if that happens, then the borrower will be potter, will be exempt for oinsim, for accidents that occur to the borrowed item. Hashoyel asapara, says the Mishnah, one who borrows a cow, v'shal ba'olah ima, and he borrowed the owner's with it. So the time he borrowed the cow, he asked the owner of the cow, can you please help me plow with the animal? Or can you please tidy up my house? Or any other job, whatever it may be. Aysachar ba'olah ima. Or he hired the owner of the cow to work by him, he employed him. Shoal asaba olim, or he borrowed the owners to do work for him, unpaid work. Oischoron, hired the owners to do work. Ula achakach shoal asapara, and after doing any of these things, employing him, hiring him, paying him not for money, if after that he borrowed the person's cow, whilst the owner is still doing work for him or employed by him, Vomesa, and then the cow died in the hands of the borrower, potter, the borrower will be exempt from paying. Shenamar, as it says, im ba'olav imoy lo yishalem. If the owner of the ox is with him, i.e. the owner of the ox is borrowed or hired or rented him, he's not chayv to pay. The Gemara explains that this exemption applies not just to a borrower, but to the other shomerim, the other types of guardians, such as a paid guardian, a shomer sachar, or a shomer chinam, that took the animal, for example, and under a rental agreement or just minding it for the owner, and an accident occurred, they will be exempt from paying damages. And some say even pshia, even if they were negligent. So the din of ba'ol of imoy, when the owner of the object is employed by the borrower, applies to a hirer, a renter, applies to a shemachinom as well. Aval bat, continues the Mishnah. Shoal isaporo, if the person first borrowed the cow from Reuven, borrowed the cow from Shimon. V'yachakach shoal isaporo, and afterwards Reuven asked Shimon, can you do some work for me? Oischoron, or he hired him to do work. Vomesa, and then the cow died while Reuven was borrowing it. Even though at the time of the death, or the time of the accident, the owner of the cow was indeed employed by him, won't help him to be exempt. Chayev, Reuven will be chayev. Reuven, the borrower, will be chayev to pay. Shenam, as it says, ba'olav ein imoy shalom shalom, that if the owners are not with him, are not employed by him, then he must pay. I.e., if the owner of the ox was not employed by the borrower at the time he borrowed him, even though he was employed by him later on when the accident occurred or when the animal died, he'll be chayev to pay. Mishnah Beis. Hashoyel asapara, one who borrows a cow, sha'ol achatzi hayom, he borrowed it for half the day, uschor achatzi yom, and he hired it for half the day. Reuven got a cow from Shimon for a full day, and the first half it'll be under a contract of borrowing, he doesn't have to pay, and the second half you'll have to pay as a rental. And then, sha'ol hayom, or he borrowed it today, uschor achatzi, and he rented it the next day. So Reuven got a cow for 2 days, one day under a terms of contract of borrowing, and the second one he'll have to pay for. It's a rental. Socher achas, he hired one animal, v'sholachas, and he borrowed another one animal. Of course, in each of these cases, it's the borrowed animal or the borrowed time period that the person will be chayiv to pay, that Reuven will be chayiv to pay even for insane. V'mesa, and indeed one of them died. Hamashul Omer, the lender says, Shimon, the lender says, Shulamesa, the cow that was borrowed by you died, and you're chayiv to pay for insane, for accidents. Or, in a case when it was one cow borrowed for one day and rented the next day, he says, "Beyon shayisa shulamesa." On the day it was borrowed, my cow was borrowed by you. That's the day that the accident occurred, and you were chayv to pay. Or if it was borrowed half a day and rented half the day, he says, Shimon says, the owner, "Beshaar shayisa shulamesa." It died when it was borrowed, and therefore you're chayv. Reuven meantime says, any day, says, I don't know if it was, maybe there's the rented one that died, or maybe it was today that it died, with the day where it was not being rented, maybe it was at that time it was being borrowed, and therefore I'm exempt of onsin. Says the Mishnah Chayiv, won't help Reuven. Reuven will be Chayiv to pay because Shimon is confident, he's borry, and Reuven is Shema. Reuven doesn't know. He says, I'm not sure. So the Bori, the one who's sure and confident about when it happened or which animal it happened to, he's odd if he gets the priority, and we believe him, trust him, and he gets the money. He'll have to get compensated. Now, the Gemara actually explains that this Mishnah cannot be understood in the simple sense. Because the halacha is, when someone says to his friend, you owe me $100, and the other one says, I don't know, he's potter, he's exempt. Saying, I don't know, is not equivalent to saying, I owe you. He's potter. And therefore, in our case, if it would be the case as it reads, the borrower should be potter from Winsim, because he says, I don't know. He's not admitting to guilt. Maybe it happened during the time it was rented. And therefore, the Gemara explained that our Mishnah is talking about a case where it involves an oath, a shavua, between Reuven and Shimon. I.e., Reuven became chayiv to give a shavua, to give an oath, to swear to Shimon. And that's what we say when we say he borrowed it half a day and rented it half a day, or borrowed it today and rented it tomorrow. We can explain where we're talking about a case where Reuven borrowed two cows for one day. Half the day it was under a borrowing contract, and half the day it was under a rental. Or he received two cows for 2 days. For one day under a borrowing term, and the next day he'd have to pay as a rental. And both cows died. Shimon says, the cows that were borrowed both died. Reuven says, yes, one cow died during the borrowing time, but the other cow, I don't know. Maybe it happened while it was rented. So therefore, Reuven now becomes what's called a moide b'miktzas. He admits partially. And if he admits partially, the halacha is, he's chayv shvua min haTorah. He has to give a shvua, but he can't. Why can't he? Because he says, I don't know about the other one. And that's why he's chayv to pay. Similarly, the case where we say he rented one cow and borrowed one, we can get that case, we can say, the Gemara, the way it says that we're talking about Reuven got from Shimon three cows, and two of them died. So, Shimon, the owner of the cow, says, I gave you two that were borrowed, and one of them was rented. And I'm telling you that the two borrowed cows are the ones that died. You're chayv to pay me. Reuven says, look, two of them were borrowed, yes. One of the cows that died, I agree, was one of the borrowed cows, but the other one, I don't know. It might have been the rented one, and I'm exempt. Might be the borrowed one. Once again, Reuven is chayiv to give a shvua because he's made a partial admission. He was moide b'miktzas. Once again, he's chayiv to give a shvua when he's moide b'miktzas, when he's partially agreeing, admitting guilt and partially to pay. But at the same time, he can't give a shvua because how can he swear, I don't know? You don't swear, I don't know. And therefore, he's chayv to pay for both cows that died. But, continues the Mishnah, Soicher Omer, what happens if the Soicher, the renter, Reuven says, Schura Mesa, he says, for sure, the rented one died. the borrowed, and therefore I'm exempt from Einzel. Or he says, B'yom Shoyzer Schurmeza. It happened on the day it was rented, when it was rented one day and borrowed one day. Or he says, B'shal Shoyzer Schurmeza. Or if it was, let's say, half day rent and half day borrowed, he says, it was the half of the day that it was rented, and therefore I'm exempt. Pa'ala Omer, and the other fellow, the owner of the ox, says, Shimon, Eini Yodeh, I don't know. Maybe the borrowed one died. Maybe you have to pay for it. Or maybe it happened during the time that it was borrowed. In all these cases, Potter, Reuben is exempt, even to giving a shvua. Why? Because Shimon's claim is only a shema, it's only maybe. He's not. You don't swear when someone says maybe this happened. You swear when there's a definite claim. And therefore, Reuben will be potter, the borrower will be potter. Ze Omer Shula. What happens if Shimon says the cow that was borrowed is the one that died? You are chayv to pay. You, Reuben, are chayv to pay for Einzel. Ze Omer, Reuben says, Schura. No, it was the rented one that was that died. It happened. The rented one died, and therefore I'm exempt from Einzel, from things that are Einzel. Yishova hasechesh shchur meisa. Then the renter, that's Reuben, should swear that the rented one had died. The Gemara explains that this Shvua is not because of Moed Mektus, unlike the previous cases. Why? Because this case is a case of what one has asked, is claiming, the other one's not even admitting, but the other one is admitting something else. It's like a person says, you owe me wheat, and the person says, no, I owe you barley. So what one is asking, the other one is not even denying, the other one's talking about something else. And therefore, what we're talking here about is a Gilgul Shvua. Gilgul Shvua means one that's rolled on something else. In other words, he had to give a Shvua because whenever a Shomer gives a Shvua, and here, the Shoyel, the borrower, gives a Shvua, he has to swear that it died in the natural way, Shemesa Kedarka, and that he was an owner. That any person who takes charge of an animal has to say that, if that's what he claims. Now, once he's giving a shvua that it died in a normal manner and it was beyond his control, so now we are megalgal, we roll upon him, we give him another shvua to take, and that is that the cow that was rented is the one that died. That's how one way of understanding it. However, the way we've learnt the mission before in the Gemara, that Reuven actually got two cows, or three cows, depending on the case, well, Reuven was a moed b'miktus, and then he's chayav shvua because of that, not because of Gilgul shvua. So the different ways of how we can say it. Either way, there is definitely a shvua that he has to give, a shvua, as the Mishnah says, either because it's a Gilgul shvua, or as some of our Farshim learn, continuing the case where he borrowed more than one cow, it's a shvua moed b'miktus. Finally, says the Mishnah, ze omer eni yodea v'ze omer eni yodea. What happens if one says, I don't know? Each one says, I don't know if the borrowed one died or the rented one died. Yachloku. So then they divide. They split the damages in half. The Gemara explains that this Mishnah follows Simchus. Simchus is of the opinion that Momen Hamutal Basobik Holkim, any money that's in doubt, divided between the parties. You have the damage. But the halacha is in fact not like Simchus, and therefore not like our Mishnah here at the end. Rather, it's like the Chachamim, who hold that in all cases where there's a doubt for payment or not, we say, don't pay. You, Shimon, you want to get the money out of Reuven, you have to prove that Reuven is chayav to pay you. And if each party says, any day I don't know, then the borrower will be exempt. We'll leave it as status quo. You can't take money from someone else's payment, not even half, unless you bring a proof. However, what Shimon will have, what Reuven does have to do, is Reuven still has to give a shvua. He has to swear, at least to support his claim, that he doesn't know, that he has to say.